Hi, it's Nathan from Amarillo, Texas. George, it's a pleasure to
Nathan,
talk to you.
Nathan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Also, a fellow security guard. I'd listened to Coast since I was about 12 years old. I'm 25 now. And I have to be honest with you, George, when you came on back in 2000, I just really didn't have an affinity for you at all. And I just wanted to let you know, first of all, that you've really grown close. I just enjoy listening to you, and you really make the nights fly by, and I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it took a little adjusting, and, of course, look at who I was replacing.
He's a legend. He don't want to admit it, but he is.
Yes, he is.
I'm sorry, but it's just a fact of life. I wanted to tell you my shadow person story. It happened about 10 years ago when I was a teenager. Me and three guys were walking back from my house at about 3 o'clock in the morning here, and I thought somebody was behind us for quite some time, a group of people, and then my older friend, who was in his late teens, early 20s at the time, looked back and said, "Yes, we're being followed. Try not to pay attention to them. We're going to get to the house as quickly as possible." So we started speeding up our walk.
Yeah.
And we got to the house, and he said, "Just stay on the porch." And this guy is one of the people that he's very calm, very collected. I'd never seen an outburst from him, nothing like that. And he just, it was me and two other guys, and he took off and left me and the other guy there. And he was screaming down the street, chasing something. I have no idea to this day what it was, but I assume it's one of these things. Well, me and my friend went to his house, even though he had told us to stay on the porch. Well, we were discussing what the heck was going on, and we looked back to the back living room where there's a window, and there's a 7-foot, and all I can say is it was a void of light, a person standing there. And to this day, I was an atheist until that day. And just, I have no explanation for it. I'd really like to find out if anybody, you know, has studied this phenomenon, because I'm really curious to find out what it is. It's just, it's stayed with me for 10 years now, and I can't get it out of my mind.
Well, let me tell you something. Two very unusual things with your episode. Number one, being chased by a shadow person. Normally, that never happens. And the fact that three of you either saw or felt this, that's strange, too, because a lot of times it's just that one person in that very quick event, that moment.
Right. I have some pretty reliable witnesses. Both of them are now former military, and that to this day they'll never deny seeing what they saw. And the one guy that chased it down said he actually was in some sort of conflict. He never exactly, and I've never really went into him with him, but he said he was in some sort of fight or conflict with one of these beings, and I didn't believe him at first, but he still has a mark on his side, on his ribs, and it looks like a black birthmark, but it looks like a slice from something, and
man,
it's never healed in 10 years. So I'd really be curious for somebody, if anybody studied this phenomenon. I know a lot of us have seen it, but I'd really be curious to find out what it is, because it's been driving me crazy. And I took a night job just to listen to this show, so I really want to find out what it is.
That's incredible. And your buddy's got guts chasing these things.
He must know something more than I do that he still to this day will not, he just won't talk about it. He'll admit that what he saw was real and what we saw was real, but he won't go into any further details. I don't know if it scared him or what. And the other guy, when he went in the military, he went to Iraq, and I haven't heard from him since, so I don't really know what his opinion on it. But last I heard, he still firmly believed that we both saw the same thing. And I'm wondering, maybe people aren't seeing them with hats, but helmets. Because it looked like he was wearing a helmet, not a hat.
That could be. Some people see the distinctive hat, but what would have happened had these beings caught you three?
I originally had thought it was some sort, when I was younger, thought it was some sort of demonic presence, but now, after hearing more and more people's experiences and having other experiences of my own, I'm really led to believe that this is some sort of interdimensional being, or possibly a rift in dimensions where we're just able to see a very small part of their dimension, because I've seen them as small as animals and as large as houses, so it's got to be something.
Absolutely. Great story. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, George.
Wild card line, few more calls to go. Hi there. You're on Coast to Coast.
Hi, this is Paula.
Hey, Paula.
How are you tonight?
Good, Paula.
That's
how are
good.
You?
All right. I was just going to tell you that back in the 50s when we were growing up, we lived out in the country.
And where are you calling from, Paula?
Tennessee.
City.
Okay. Kingsport.
All righty.
Anyway, in the 50s, we would sleep with, you know, in the summertime with the windows open. And every so often, when the breeze would be blowing, there would be this odor that would come through the windows. And it would just, I mean, it would saturate. And it was the strangest odor, and I never did figure out what that was.
Like there was something dead outside?
No. This is different. This is a pungent odor. And every so often, there would be you'd hear something walking on the roof, and you could hear it. I mean, just literally walking on the roof. And then I never figured out what that smell was until back in the late 80s. For the first time ever, I picked up a ferret to play with.
Same
and that
smell.
That odor is exactly the same as a ferret, only 100 times stronger. So, you know, they're always talking about, you know, what Bigfoot smells like.
Yeah.
That if you pick up a ferret and magnify that odor by 100 times, that's what that odor was like.
These things are that smelly?
Yeah. Just if you pick up a ferret and play with it, that's what it smells like.
I don't think I'm going to ever do that.
Don't do it. Oh, they're cuddly. They're beautiful. But
don't they bite?
Yeah, they can. But and my daughter
razor sharp teeth.
Yeah, and my daughter this year at Halloween is the first time that she ever admitted that what she thinks she saw upstairs here in the house was Mothman.
Because Moth.
She was in the bathroom. Washing her face, she turned around, and her bedroom door is directly across from that, and it was dark in there.
Yeah.
And she said, she turned around, and she was going to go down the stairs, and she looked in there, and there were these red eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were about a foot apart.
Did you believe her, or do you think it was
I think I did, because that night she came down here, and she got in the bed with me, and she's in her 20s. And she said, I said, what's wrong? She said, I just can't sleep. And I heard her put something under the bed. And the next morning I said, no, what was it? You know, why can you sleep? And she was telling me that. And she said she honestly thought she was hallucinating or just seeing a reflection. She said, but she stood there and watched it until it looked like it blinked and nodded its head.
Oh, gosh. That's chilling.
What she put under my bed was a crowbar.
That's not going to help you.
No, it wouldn't, but it was very bizarre.
Not against one of those things. Hey, thanks for the call.